Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of the Legendary Momentum Podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Webb. I am new to this thing, so bear with me for any sound or technical difficulties. We'll get those ironed out as we go, but I wanted to jump on and get this thing rolling. Sitting in a hotel room in New York City right now, actually, in Queens. I am heading over to the Mets stadium here in a little bit to take part in a ceremony. I played in what's called a fantasy baseball camp in January, and I got to play baseball for a week, hang out with former players, that kind of thing. And if you're a baseball fan like I am, that's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime bucket list kind of trip. And so part of that trip is to come back to a regular season, a New York Mets game, and get introduced on the field and that kind of thing. So that's what I'm doing here in New York. And so I wanted to take a minute and just to share with you kind of the reality of why this is such a big deal to me. And if you're not a baseball fan, just kind of ignore the part that it's baseball and just kind of listen to what I mean by that being a good reality for me. I am a person who doesn't really like to hear praise about myself, or I like to hear that I may be good at something. And if you can relate to that, just kind of nod your head as I'm talking. It takes a lot for me, even when it's coming from great friends, family, my wife, my kids, it's hard for me to hear that. And I'm probably not alone in that thinking. I wonder just how many of us really struggle with that. And so here's what I want us to do for today. This is a really short episode, but I'm going to try to give you a really good nugget here. This is what I want you to do. The next time somebody says something to you along these lines, hey, you're really good at fill in the blank, or you know what, you really do this well, or when you're doing this, your eyes light up, or, you know, you get the drift. When somebody says something like that to you, write it down. And if you don't have a pen and paper with you, like most of us probably, we probably still at least have our phones, take out the notes section of your phone, type it in. But I want you to do this next step. I want you to date it. And I want you to write next to it who said it. You don't have to write their name, but if it was your dad or your wife or your husband or your son or your best close friend that you trust the most, I want you to write that part down. Because here's the thing. It's easy to kind of blow it off when it's coming from someone that we don't know. Like that person that you just met, you're in line at the store, and they're like, hey, you really are really easy to talk to. You know, well, they don't know you. I mean, yeah, that's cool that they said that, but they don't really know you. But when that person that you're with the most, that person that knows you the best, or that person that's been with you the longest, or that person that you've been friends with the most, when they say it, take it and run with it. And I'm speaking from personal experience. I don't do that. I don't take it and I don't run with it. So that's what I want you to do. That's the little nugget for today. The next time somebody gives you a compliment, and someone that you trust, someone that you respect, someone that you love, write it down and date it. Because here's what's going to happen next. Next time you're in a funk, next time you're down, next time you're out, next time you're feeling crappy, I want you to open that note section of your phone, or if you did have a pad and paper, I want you to open that journal or whatever, and I want you to read it, and I want you to read the date, because what's going to happen is it's probably not too far off of when you're in this funk. It may have been yesterday. Somebody may have complimented you yesterday, and you're in a funk today. It happens all the time, and there's nothing wrong with that. Trust me, there's nothing wrong with you. That's just life, honestly. But what I want to do, I want you to continue to get into this pattern, because what I want you to do is I want those funks to be shorter. So next time you get into a funk, you open that thing, you go, wait, I am good at this, or I do this well, because my wife, my husband, my best friend said that I did, and I trust them and I respect them, and they wouldn't just say something just to blow smoke. So that's your task for today. Just be alert, pay attention. Next time somebody compliments you, gives you a good, like, hey, you know, you're good at that, or your eyes light up when you talk about that, write it down and date it. Because I want us to really start to focus on that instead of the negative, which is really easy to do in our daily life. So anyway, hope you enjoyed this. There's more to come. Just, you know, subscribe, you know, pay attention, look out for the next episode. Like I said, I'm new to this, so we'll get the hang of it here, but it may take me a few weeks to work the kinks out. But have a blessed and awesome day, and we'll talk to you soon.